Day number 12, part 1, groaning spoken here. Read Romans 8, verses 22 through 26. We know that the whole creation has been groaning, as in the pains of childbirth, right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, interceding for us through wordless groans. Why, in a world which has been groaning since being subjected to the curse, should we be surprised at the amount of groaning we earth dwellers do? Romans 8, 22 through 26 describes some of the groaning going on, which extends beyond mankind to the planet, to the entire universe, and even to the Holy Spirit. The word groan in this passage, in Greek it's the word stenazo, carries the idea of sighing, mourning, or crying out as in anguish. It is sound rising out of the deepest human pathos, an emotion so powerful one abandons words while retaining audibles described as moans, sighs, and groans. We groan in sickness and in dying. We groan in brokenness and in pain. We groan in longing and in loss. We groan because we're stuck in bodies that die a little more each day. Oh, yes, we groan, longing to finally be able to put on our perfect eternal bodies. That the Godhead groans is in itself staggering, putting an end to the lie from the adversary that God is disinterested and aloof in our pain. The other side of the God that groans coin, the happy God of which author John Piper has written extensively, is somehow easier to grasp. Yet the scriptures present both as equally true as they are mysterious. Returning now to the passage, there is a profound blessing found here that we mustn't pass over. When the Bible states that the Holy Spirit groans, it is not a groan on human terms, most often accompanied by the rolling of eyes, a tisk tisk, and a what, not again. No, the groaning of the Spirit comes out of a bottomless reservoir of compassion. This groaning transcends mere feeling and rises to the Father in the form of prayers. Not just prayers, but perfect prayers. Prayers personally crafted by the Holy Spirit to precisely match both our need and the Father's will. Only in the matrix of divine love could groaning be transformed into blessing. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus.